Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Commissioners met Monday. The county treasurer discussed how antique vehicles are taxed and tagged. She also recommended a monthly department head meeting for better communication. The board discussed commercial and neighborhood revitalization programs. Washington County Commissioners met Monday. The board agreed to pay utilities for the former health department building out of county funds, as the health department has assumed utility cost at the new facility. The board discussed a request from the emergency management director to move offices from the law enforcement center to the courthouse. Commissioner Mueller said he feels the law enforcement center is not just for 911 and the sheriff, but should also serve as the emergency operations center. Chairman Ouellette stated the decision to move or stay in the law enforcement center should be left up to the emergency management director. Nemahal County Commissioners met Monday. They toured the community building in Seneca with a contractor considering improvements to the facility, which will be discussed further at their next meeting. Kansas Board of Education Commissioner Randy Watson and State Board Member Dina Horst included stops in Marysville and Washington Tuesday as part of a tour of schools along U.S. 36 Highway. The pair toured facilities and talked education issues with staff and community members. Traffic was detoured for a couple of hours overnight early Thursday on Highway 99 east of Beatty as a sand and timber bridge was built to protect the highway as a giant crane nearly 35 feet square and 20 feet tall crossed the road as part of the wind farm tower construction project ongoing in the area. Washington County Spelling Bee was held last Saturday. Lane Musselman, 6th grader from Lynn Lutheran, won first. Emily Jones, 6th grader from Washington Elementary, took second. And Quinn Gerard, 7th grader from Clifton Clyde, finished third. Earlier this month, the Gage County Spelling Bee was won by Mackenzie Vidosh, 8th grade student at Diller O'Dell. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu Monday, Ritz Chicken, rice, wheat bread, broccoli, and blushing pears. Tuesday, cheeseburger soup, turkey and Swiss sandwich, vegetable plate, and mandarin orange salad.
There are some tough choices in life, such as
Brussels sprouts or broccoli? Better Christmas present, socks or tie?
Deciding where to bank? Now that's easy. United Bank and Trust prides itself on its hometown customer service that is unmatched by any. And couple that with unbeatable products and cutting-edge free services, well, you have a bank that just can't be beat. All in all, it's a bank where you ask, they answer. You bank, they deliver. United Bank and Trust. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
You don't have to look far to find one of Southeast Nebraska's finest orthopedic specialists. Right here in Beatrice, Nebraska, Dr. Derek Weichel is ready to offer you the latest in orthopedic care and the best in one-on-one attention. If you are looking for an orthopedic surgeon for your hip or knee replacement, rotator cuff repair, carpal tunnel surgery, or fracture management, give Dr. Weichel a call today at Beatrice Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, located inside Beatrice Community Hospital.
Incredible care, incredibly close. Beatrice Community Hospital and Health Center.
So, Bank Midwest, why should you be my small business bank?
We play to your strengths.
What's your greatest strength?
Our common sense solutions that put big box banking as usual problems behind you so you never feel small.
And your greatest fear?
Clowns. Yours?
Red tape. Back to this common sense thing. Examples.
We roll out the red carpet, not the red tape. And we know your name.
That's big.
Small business is big to us. So, let's work together.
We will, but first, there's a creepy clown behind you.
Nice try. Visit one of our banking centers or go to bankmw.com/smallbusiness today. Bank Midwest, where common sense lives.
Here's your KNDY Weather Eye forecast, powered by weatherology.com for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Well, it looks like we are still continuing to see mild temperatures all across the central parts of the Midwest, high in the upper 60s and into the lower 70s for some areas. But it looks like we do have a system that will move through the area, bringing us some increasing clouds and a chance for some rain, possibly mixing with some snow late tonight, as we'll see temperatures dip to right around the freezing area. It looks like we're going to see clearing skies for tomorrow, and it looks like pretty quiet weather all the way through the end of the week. We're definitely going to see temperatures cool down to right around the mid-40s for Tuesday, and back up in the upper 50s as we head into Wednesday. So looking at the forecast a bit more detail, throughout the rest of this Monday, increasing clouds and breezy. We'll see temperatures in the upper 60s. Tonight, a slight chance of rain, then rain and snow, low at 32. Tomorrow, decreasing clouds, high at 43. Tomorrow night, mostly clear, and Wednesday, sunny, temperatures at 58. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Every producer worth his salt knows you're paid to produce. Same in our business. As ag banking experts, we know how to help your operation be successful, how to grow your business, how to produce results. So when you need an ag banking specialist for any reason, talk to us. Like you, we're paid to produce. Citizen State Bank, Marysville, Waterville, and Hanover. Member FDIC.
We're just making a living, making things grow.
Average high temperature late February, 50, the average low 28. Sunset this evening, 6:13. Sunrise in the morning at 6:56. That's check of the morning news and weather. For this Monday, the 29th of February, I'm Bruce Dierking reporting. Marysville High wrestlers finish third in the state tournament, crowning two state champions. Norton wins the meet with 121 points. Rossville, runner-up, with 117. Marysville finishes third with 73 points, ahead of Smith Center with 68.5. Chris Dieters and Jacob Minsmeyer were crowned state champions. Skylar Widmer places fifth. Chris Dieters wins 132 pounds. His final match with a fall in a minute 46. Minsmeyer, 170 pounds, wins by decision his final match 7-1. Again, Chris Dieters and Jacob Minsmeyer finished state champions. Skylar Widmer is fifth, going 4-1 in the state meet. Jacob Stryker and Nick Ackerman both go 2-2. Ethan Crownover, 1-2. Jacob Snellings, Chance Height, Caleb Vogelsberg, and Tristan Dedamore lost their first two matches. Marysville places third in the state wrestling tournament. MHS coach Cole Fredrickson named Coach of the Year. State action tips off Monday. Marysville boys travel to Atchison to face Mar Hill. 6 o'clock tip live on AM 1570 FM 94.1, streaming on our website. Washington County girls entertain Salina Sacred Heart, 7 o'clock tip. Valley Heights girls entertain Bennington at 6:30. Frankfort boys host Immaculata, 7:30 tip off. Lynn girls tip off at Blue Valley Randolph at 6, followed by the Lynn Southern Cloud boys at 7:30. Kansas Jayhawks in action on Monday night. Big Monday tips off at 8. Pregame coverage at 7:30 on FM 95.5.
Speed and accuracy are keys for the Wildcats. Speed and accuracy are also key to getting your sprayer filled and back to the field. The Quick Draw Automated Sprayer Tender System from Surefire Ag meters, mixes, and loads a 1,000-gallon four-chemical spray batch in just under 8 minutes. Less time loading means you cover more acres during optimal conditions. Speed is key, but nothing if you're not accurate. Quick Draw utilizes micro-motion mass meter technology, accurate to less than 0.5%. Quick Draw Automated Sprayer Tender from Surefire Ag.
News that affects profitability and decisions made on your farm or ranch happens around the clock and around the world. You don't have to wait until an appointed news time to get the big story. AgView.net is a site committed to bringing you the news important to you. Compared with other sites that give you every story they can find and leave you to sort it out, AgView.net has people with real-world agriculture experience that separates the wheat from the chaff to give you the stories and interviews that matter most to you. AgView.net.
KNDY, Farm and Home Information Radio. It's more than just a slogan. It's what we're all about. We cover agriculture in northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. From opening and closing market reports, what's driving the markets, to efforts affront to promote agriculture in the future. The Mid-America Ag Network offers updates every hour. Tune at 50 past the hour for market reports on KNDY AM 1570, FM 94.1, and KNDY FM 95.5. Expanded agricultural programming in the 7, 12, and 5 o'clock news hours. Plus, you can find us online now, streaming 24/7. Find KNDY FM 95.5 online at KNDYradio.com. If you're in the agriculture business, or if you're affected by agriculture, tune to KNDY, Farm and Home Information Radio.
And in the red corner, with a record of over 40 years of proven reliability, the Triple Threat Cut, Mix, and Feed Team, Hay Buster Vertical Mixer!
Hay Buster's vertical mixers are world champions when it comes to processing feed. Act now, because for a limited time, you can get up to $3,500 cash back with Hay Buster's vertical mixer cash rebate. Visit haybuster.info to find a dealer. Hay Buster Vertical Mixers. Mix it up with a real champ.
This is an Ag Business Update powered by AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. A letter sent to Senate and House budget committees last week urges lawmakers to protect crop insurance from further cuts. The letter was signed by 58 farm organizations. It told lawmakers an over-reliance on savings from the agriculture community in the future will significantly undermine rural economies that have faced an estimated 54% decline in net farm income from 2013 to 2015. The groups say the 2014 Farm Bill is a careful balance of priorities and should not be reopened before it expires in 2018 to achieve additional budget savings. Lawmakers avoided a $3 billion cut to crop insurance through a catch-all spending bill late last year after the cuts were approved in an earlier budget agreement. The president's recent budget proposal includes more cuts to the federal crop insurance program, but GOP leaders called the plan at the time dead on arrival. A U.S. Grains Council official told the USDA Ag Outlook Forum last week, China's demand for agriculture products will continue to rise in the coming years. Brian Lomar, director of U.S. Grains Council programs in China, said that will drive demand for feed grain, including from imports. Lomar spoke as part of a panel examining China's economic situation and its impact it's having on agriculture markets. While using estimates based on food consumption from other higher-income Asian populations, he suggests actual pork consumption could rise about 40 kilograms per person. Dairy consumption could triple, and poultry meat consumption could double, with eggs and beef also increasing. Regardless of whether increased demand for animal products in China is fulfilled domestically or through imports, it means increased overall world demand for feed grains. He said when demand for animal products exceeds domestic supply, China will either import finished ag products or feed grains. Either way, global demand will rise. With this Ag Business Update, powered by AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers.
Ag News from Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Craig Mead. Good morning. Last week, there was a trade mission for improving and expanding the Costa Rica beef industry. It's also an opportunity for the sales of U.S. beef genetics, especially for Montana and Kansas producers. That's why for the last several years, Montana and Kansas Departments of Agriculture have teamed up with Purebred Charlet and Red Angus breeders to share their knowledge with Costa Rica beef producers. Lacey Sutherland, a rancher from Stevensville, Montana, is one of the producers of the trade mission. She shares her interaction with producers from Costa Rica.
Well, of course, the first question that you get is they're asking you costs and the different regulations and what it takes to get you down here. And then just kind of to each of us about our own breed. There are certain ones that are interested in the Charlet, and then there are certain ones that are interested in the maternal of the Red Angus breed, kind of what the different breeds offer, comparing our cattle to their cattle and what we could do if we did a hybrid vigor and cross the two breeds to see what we can do to increase the genetics down here and change the cattle for the better.
Lacey adds that crossbreeding is one of the main focuses for cattle producers in that tropical nation.
I think their biggest thing is they're just really, really worried about heat stress and making sure that the cattle that they cross with are going to be able to handle the heat. All of the producers down here are really big on F1 crosses and actually not going much further than an F1 cross. Just crossing the two breeds once, making a terminal cross, that's kind of their goals down here. We went through some cattle today, really impressive set of cows in good condition. You know, just some things you would change is maybe some udder quality, different maternal. I kind of think they have their terminal end of things figured out, but just a few maternal things if I had the option to change something.
Lacey Sutherland, a Red Angus breeder from Montana, talking about helping to improve and expand the Costa Rica beef industry. Ag News from Mid-America Ag Network.